Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-800-3333. Wake up, y'all. We got Sixers basketball today. Again. Good morning on this day, Wednesday, February 12th. This is your Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on for the day. Sorry to sound so heavy-hearted when I say we have Sixers basketball today. Normally, that is an exciting thing. We get ready for game days, and we are happy. Like I said, we're a little heavy-hearted. Four straight losses for the Philadelphia 76ers. They lose last night at home at the Wells Fargo Center to the Toronto Raptors, 106-103. We'll get to those takeaways in just a second, but it's just a little cassette, a little heavy to deal with as the Sixers are looking at a uphill climb to get into the play-in scenario, get into a contending situation. It just looks like a daunting task, but we continue to update you on everything going on. Thank you for starting your Hump Day Wednesday with me. It's your man, James Jackson. Make sure you're following me and the podcast on Twitter at JimmyJ23 for myself, at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast on Twitter, because we can't help but stay up to date with Sixers basketball, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Let's get to the agenda with the Daily Pods of the game day. I'll get to the schedule, some scores around the league, teams we should pay attention to as Sixers fans, some injury news, regular news, and then I will get to some analysis. Since it's a back-to-back, Sixers have a lot of these back-to-backs lately. Two takeaways from last night's game. One thing to watch for tonight as they take on the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. That is the schedule. Tonight, 7:30, Sixers spin around and go an hour and a half up north to New York City to Brooklyn and go and take on the Nets at the Barclays Center. It'll be the second time the Sixers play the Nets this season. They played the Nets one time in November, beat them in Brooklyn 113-98. They didn't play them in a preseason game too. Let's get to some scores around the league. Teams we should pay attention to as Sixers fans. Not as much action in the association last night as previous nights, but some notable games. The Knicks go into Indy and get a win right before Trae Young comes and visits them at the Garden. We know how fun Trae Young game is at the Garden, but they do get a win in Indy, beating the Pacers 128-115. Cat was going crazy. And I mean by going crazy, and I don't just mean by like scoring the ball. I'm not sure why he turned into Karl Anthony Abdul-Jabbar, but he was doing everything out there. 40 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, including some dimes. I've never seen Cat throw a no-look bounce pass on a break before, but he was feeling himself last night. He had a great game. 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists from Josh Hart. Josh Hart's first career 30-point, 10-rebound game. There was a Knicks account that famously tweeted, I'm not going to tweet again until Josh Hart scores 30. He quote tweeted that tweet and said, that's not my job, my brother. I'll see you on the other side. I guess we're on the other side because Josh Hart, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. He had a great game. They also had 15 off the bench from Deuce McBride, 11 off the bench from Landry Shamet in the win. Pascal Siakam was the leading scorer for Indy, 24 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist, 18 from Thomas Bryant, 16, 8, and 5 from Tyrese Haliburton, who, to be honest, has like one great game this year. I'm sure he has more, but we've only seen Tyrese Haliburton like pop up on my feed or, you know, be a headline on First Take or ESPN. Like he hasn't made headlines this season. He really hasn't. The Pacers are 29-23. They are in a good spot in the Eastern Conference playoff race. I get all of that. Let's just see what could they be if Tyrese Haliburton was having one of those all-star Tyrese Haliburton years, right? And not the down year that he's had pretty much the second half of last year into this year. So Pacers drop one to the Knicks. Knicks get a good win in Indy. And then I'm not sure if everybody saw what went down last night in Chicago, right? The Pistons beat the Bulls 132-92, but it was actually very nice and very courteous of the Pistons to only let the Bulls lose by 40 last night, because this game was comically one-sided at one point. Going into halftime, the Pistons led the Bulls 74-29. That is a real score. I didn't just make that up. I'm not lying. I didn't get it wrong. 74-29 was the halftime score in Chicago last night. Almost a 50-point deficit by the Bulls going into half. They scored 11 points in the second quarter. 11. So you thought it was bad watching the Sixers last night. Imagine being a Bulls fan. But this is kind of what the Bulls fans have been wanting all year, is for the Bulls to lose. And they've been clinging to the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference because the Sixers refuse to jump them. But last night was one for the record books for sure. Cade Cunningham, 20 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds in his return. Had a good game. 18 points from Toby, 16 points from Ausar Thompson. They also got 24 from Malik Beasley off the bench, who was just making plays. Malik Beasley has been one of my favorite players this season, considering his arc, right? Where he gets on the Pistons and thinks, you know, I'm here to audition for the teams to come get me at the deadline. All of a sudden, the Pistons are the sixth best team, you know, sixth, seventh best team in the East, and Malik Beasley is a huge contributor off the bench. So he's been playing really well this season, and the Pistons get a hilarious win in Chicago. Leading scorer for the Bulls, Matis Bouzelis, 12 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. That is the best box score that the Bulls could give you last night. And Matis Bouzelis getting ready for the dunk contest this weekend, an NBA All-Star. But 12 points in the loss to the Pistons last night. So let's take a look at the full Eastern Conference standings, because the Sixers' loss last night makes tonight's game with the Brooklyn Nets the battle for the 11th seed in the Eastern Conference. The Brooklyn Nets are a game back from the Sixers. Sixers are 20-33. The Nets are 19-34. If they lose tonight, actually will be a tiebreaker. So they will have split the season series. We'll see who is ahead in the tiebreaker. It's not guaranteed that the Sixers, if they lose, get out of the 11th spot. But if the Nets beat them and the Nets hold and get the tiebreaker, they will jump the Sixers for the 11th spot in the Eastern Conference. So as it stands going into tonight, they are 2.5 games back of the Bulls for the 10th and final play-in spot. They're 6 games back of the Miami Heat for the 7th and first play-in spot. And they're 7.5 games back of the Detroit Pistons for the 6th and final playoff spot. That is not my concern right now. To be honest, I'm sorry. It's hard to look ahead when the team who's about to put you in 12th, you play tonight and is right on your rear view. So I know we talked about yesterday what a lot of people will think or start to say if the Sixers go into the 12th seed. We heard Joel Embiid tell Lisa Salters very casually, by the way, that he's going to probably need another surgery this offseason. I am 100%. I won't say 100%. That's hyperbole. But I am of the mindset, I am in the camp, that if the Sixers wake up tomorrow in the 12th seed in the Eastern Conference, it's time to start shutting things down. If the Sixers wake up behind the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow morning, going into the All-Star break as the 12th seed in the Eastern Conference, most likely three games behind the Bulls for the 10th seed, I say we start shutting things down and start getting ready for next season now. That's just my humble opinion. But Sixers play the Nets tonight to decide where they, what seed they are in heading into the break. There's really no injury news or regular news to go over. That is really the news. So I'll take a break on the other side of the break. Two takeaways, one thing to watch for. Takeaways from last night, one thing to watch for tonight as the Sixers take on the Brooklyn Nets and try to stay out of that 12th seed. Stay tuned. Welcome back, y'all. He's getting ready for a game day tonight. Sixers head up to Brooklyn and try to stay out of the 12th seed of the Eastern Conference. Going into, I'll say, September, October time, if we all thought February 12th we would be in this scenario, I'm not sure many of us would have pegged the Sixers to be battling with the Brooklyn Nets for seeding positioning in February. But this is where we are. Appreciate you starting your day with me, your man James Jackson. You clap your hands, morning Sixers update. Make sure you're following me in the podcast on Twitter at JimmyJ23 for myself, at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast. Sixers fell last night 106-103 to the Toronto Raptors in Philly. Let's break down that game a little bit last night. Two main takeaways last night. They both come from the guard position. The first one is one of the more inexplicable games I've seen, especially from this player. Tyrese Maxey last night in the loss was probably the most apathetic we've ever seen him on a court. It was very weird, and the box score shows it. 5 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 turnovers, shot 1 of 9 from the field, 1 of 7 from three. And to be honest, it's a little shocking that box score shows him taking 9 shots. I couldn't even tell you which 9 shots he took. I've never seen Reese look so disengaged. I've never seen him so unenthusiastic on the court. I've never seen him not look at the rim as much as he did last night. I understand there's a want and a desire to get Joel involved and get him, you know, back up to speed and in rhythm. I know there's an emphasis on trying to get Paul George the basketball, especially when the big three is playing, and making sure that he's comfortable and inside the offense and in rhythm. Shot 12 field goals last night, did PG. So it's still a little under the number that they want for him. But I don't know if there's an excuse for Tyrese Maxey looking the way he did last night. For a majority of the game, he had more turnovers than points. I know he ended up with 5 points and 4 turnovers. But that 5 points came on a three with like 2 minutes to go in the game. So up until 2 minutes to go in the game, he had more turnovers than points. Was not really pushing the basketball that much. And when he did, it was quickly to find a teammate. Wasn't really trying to get to the rim. Didn't drive nearly as much. I mean, it's just Nick Nurse couldn't really explain it. And it was so abnormal and so inexplicable that Nick Nurse in his postgame didn't want to speculate and didn't want to go here. But he said, you know, I'm going to, you know, ask, and hopefully it's not anything physical. He goes, I'm starting to think it might be something physical with Tyrese, and hopefully it's not. Physical meaning, you know, something's bothering him, something's hurt. He may have to sit and rest a game. When Tyrese was asked about Nick Nurse's comments, those comments specifically, he responded, and I'm paraphrasing, I'll be fine. I'm not making any excuses for tonight. I was bad, and I'll be better tomorrow. You know, I just got to get back, you know, get in the rhythm of things. So he kind of shook off him being hurt. He didn't say, I'm not hurt. He said, I'll be fine, which maybe something is nagging him a little bit. And he said, you know, I just got to shake it off. I just got to play through it. We have one more game before the All-Star break, and I'll get back. So, The Brooklyn Nets are a very good team to get back against, right? Very good team to kind of, you know, shake off what happened against Toronto and, you know, maybe go get yourself a 25 or 30 ball against the Nets and go into, you know, the week-long vacation you know, with some good energy, but maybe Reese had one eye on vacation, right? Maybe his travel agent just told him that his destination was booked and he's ready to go. Who knows? But last night was a game that none of us really ever want to see again from Tyrese Maxey. It was really weird. Second takeaway from last night is pretty much the inverse of Tyrese Maxey. That's Jared Butler in his Sixers debut. I don't think I've seen Jared Butler play like that in the NBA. Right, Jared Butler, a very good college guard, played on Baylor, was on the 2021 national championship, 2022 national championship Baylor team with a very good Baylor roster, right? Him, your Davion Mitchell, your Jeremy Sohan, you had a very good college roster, and they beat the brakes off of Gonzaga, if anybody remembers that, in that national championship game. And then Jared Butler is acquired by the Philadelphia 76ers to help with that guard depth, especially with Kyle Lowry being injured right now. And he comes in 16 minutes last night, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal, plus 8 in the box score. He shot 60% from the field and 33% from 3. I mean, he gave more than anybody in that stadium last night was expecting from Jared Butler, including myself. And I actually found myself at one point, I was like 80% kidding. But there was a point last night where there's about 6 minutes left in the fourth. It's the starters plus Jared Butler, right? It's Jared Butler, Kelly Oubre, Paul George, Yabu, and Joel Embiid out there on the floor. And so you're like, okay, everyone that matters is in except Tyrese. And I was saying to people at the media table, you might got to leave Jared Butler in this game. Like, you might have to let Jared Butler close this game out with the starters, considering what he's giving you, considering what Tyrese Maxey is not giving.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You. Just the energy alone. And then Tyrese Maxey comes back in the game just under the 5 minute mark. And immediately they give up a three on his side of the floor. And then, you know, you know what happens at the end of the game. But Jared Butler was extremely impressive, making all the right decisions on the floor. And I think his pace was very, very impressive. It's hard to, you know, just get to a team a couple of days, a week before, play your first game with them and feel so comfortable with that team that you can push the pace, right? That you're not kind of waiting to see where everyone gets in their spots, right? Forcing the action, not being afraid to go and score when he sees openings and sees the rim, took advantage of the fact that Toronto's not worried about Jared Butler, worried about a lot of other people. And he went and made stuff happen. So I was really impressed from Jared Butler. And people were joking, like, you know, the Sixers are looking for a guard. And if Jared Butler wants to play like this, say no more. Like, we'll go make you the backup guard really quick if that's what you want, man. If that's what you're asking for. So, Jared Butler, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal in 16 minutes of action, plus 8 in the box score. He was a bright spot for the Sixers last night. The Sixers go and take on the Nets tonight. It could be for the 11th seed in the Eastern Conference. One thing I'm watching for tonight is when the Sixers are kind of in this mode, right, and kind of struggling to get really their offense going, struggling with a little bit of energy and effort. Usually a guy like Kelly Oubre, when he is doing a bunch of little things, a bunch of energizing things on the floor, that has a positive ripple effect for the Sixers. Not saying that Kelly Oubre is not doing his job and not playing well. 12 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals on a block last night. That's kind of what I asked for from KO. All over the stat sheet, making a lot of plays and helping the Sixers. But I need one of those Kelly Oubre games, right? I need one of those games where he's all over the place. Maybe that 12 points goes to 17, 18, maybe even 20. Those rebounds are good. Maybe those assists go to 5 or 6. The steals go to 3. Give me another block. Like, maybe we need a game where you look and you're like, Kelly Oubre was all over the floor, right? I need someone to keep one eye off of vacation for the Sixers. I need someone to insert a jolt of energy into this Sixers team. You can't go into the All-Star break losers of 5 straight and expect any of us to be confident about where this season is headed. You can't. And many points in the season, Kelly Oubre has been an energizer bunny, right? He's been a catalyst for this team. He's done it in Charlotte. He's done it in Cleveland. He's done it many other places in many other games. He fluctuates, but when you can't look for it and you're not seeing it from many other facets, Kelly Oubre is a guy that I look to and I say, you know, give us a spark, KO. Give us a spark. So my two takeaways from last night, how bad Maxey was, how good Jared Butler was, and then one thing I'm watching for tonight is the spark plug Kelly Oubre, you know, giving a little energy into the Sixers team. The last game before the All-Star break, the Sixers return to action next Thursday against Boston, of all teams. But they go in to tonight hoping to stop the skid before the NBA takes its break. I will take a break too. It's the All-Star break. So let's all take a break from Sixers basketball as many of us need it. I will be back next week to break down Sixers basketball. And hopefully we start to turn a corner when we get on the other side of the All-Star break. But until then, everyone, be safe. Enjoy the game. Enjoy All-Star weekend as much as you possibly can. And I will see everybody next week.